The mainstream media loves to shy away from the simple questions with hard answers that we all need to hear. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Every day on the No Chit Chat podcast, I bring you the reality of what's going on in our government and around the country. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How's everyone feeling back at our normal time slot?
Hello, hello, hello. Everybody good?
You guys, now that we're back at our normal time, this is a good time to remind everybody about our great buddies at My Patriot Supply. They are, of course, your one-stop shop for all things disaster planning, disaster recovery, preparedness, and for emergencies. They have a gajillion things that you might already have on your bucket list of things that you want to prepare for a disaster, but also things that you haven't even thought of, things that you have not even considered. If you go to their website, just go to preparewiththechicks.com, you're going to see a huge, big swath of stuff that you were like, oh my God, I didn't even know about that. Well, I didn't even know I should have this on hand or that on hand. They've got it all. And right now you can save $250 on their 3-month emergency food kit. So if you've not stocked up, this is a great time to think about stocking up, just having an emergency food kit on hand. You know it's going to last 25 years it can store. So why would you not just have that just in case, right? That's what being prepared for an emergency is all about. It's the just in case. So save $250 on a 3-month food kit if you go to preparewiththechicks.com. Do it.
Do that. And also go to our website, chicksontheright.com. Go there, bookmark it, read all the things. They were writing like crazy over the weekend, all of our fabulous writers. I kind of slacked a little bit because it was my birthday, you know, I'm not going to lie.
How dare you.
And then also, I also have a point of personal privilege I'd like to take really quick. Over the weekend, when my husband and I went to Fort Worth, we were walking down the street. I had like one of those margaritas in a bag. You know how that is. You know, you walk around with your bag of alcohol. You know how that is. And we met, and these people, like this dude calls out, "Daisy, Daisy." And I didn't really hear it at first. And my husband's like, "I think somebody's calling you." And I turn around, and it was this lovely couple, Jennifer and Greg. We met them, talked to them for a little while, found out where they were going later, met up with them later, like totally, you know, socially assaulted them basically, and then hung out with them the rest of the night on Saturday night. And they are lovely. They moved from San Diego to right outside of Fort Worth, and they're big fans of the show. And we just had such a great time with them over the weekend. So anyways, I just wanted to give them a shout out and just let them know that we had such a fabulous time. It's just so nice. A lot of people will say, "Hey, I saw you." And I know this has happened to you, Mock, where they'll be like, "Hey, I saw you, but I didn't say anything." If you guys ever see us, say something.
If you see something, say something, you guys.
Right. Because you never know when you're going to be able to like have cocktail, like way too many cocktails with us in Fort Worth, because that happened this weekend. So anyways, we had a great time, and it was lovely to meet you guys. So
hey,
great birthday weekend, you guys. Yeah.
Guys, I'm a little nervous. We are getting very close to meet and greet, which of course is happening September 10th. Starting to read about some hurricanes forming off the Atlantic coast. You know, this is my big fear, but we're just going to keep moving forward with all of the planning. Nothing looks imminent at the moment. So we're just going to keep crossing our fingers that the weather holds out for our meet and greet. And we of course will be, for the most part, inside. So that's good. And I wanted to remind everybody that what day is the first this week? Is that Thursday that's happening?
That is Thursday. Thursday. Thursday.
Yes. So Thursday is the last day that you can get your Camp Tono, your official meet and greet t-shirt from gratefulamericanapparel.com. So if you haven't gotten yours yet and you would like it, because that's it. That after September 1st, they will be no more. So then it'll be like your collector item t-shirt. So get your hands on it now if you haven't yet at gratefulamericanapparel.com. All right. Let's get straight into news, shall we? Because there's a lot going on.
Yes, so much.
A lot going on. Oh my gosh. We got to kick off today's show with Karine Jean-Pierre. Crazy. You guys, she was absolutely attacked in a good way by Peter Ducey yesterday about all the hullabaloo at the border. Because of course, the border continues to get worse and worse. I think we're up like to 5 million people that have come in since Joe Biden's been elected. It's insane.
Oh my God. It is.
It's
out of control. I mean, it's completely out of control. And the only people talking about it are Fox. That's it. Like that's where, and like alternative media, alternative.
Right.
Right. Which is basically conservative. The people who actually right. talk about the real news. That's it. Yeah, it's like, that's it. It's out of control.
It's really, really bad. And Peter went after her pretty good. Now, the whole, I think their entire exchange was well over 4 minutes. So I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I do have a couple of pieces of it. And these couple pieces specifically relate to the border. And he asks her a very good question. And the way that she immediately uses her crutch, which is, of course, her flippy notebook thing. Oh my gosh, just watch.
Protocols, I'd refer you to them. They have their own specific protocols as well. But so they're two different things. They're two different things.
But so how is it two different things? Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay. Why?
But that's not how it works. Like we actually, no.
I know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and that's not
exactly
how.
What's happening. Thousands of people are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
So let me just lay out what we have done under this administration. We have installed new border technology and set up joint protocols with Mexico and Guatemala to catch more human traffickers. We have already made over 3,000 arrests in the first 3 months of launching an unprecedented anti-smuggling campaign with regional partners. We've secured record levels of funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
I mean, and she just went on and on listing out the thing in her little notebook.
So full of crap. And then meanwhile, what's it, the Novak... what's his name? I can't pronounce his
yeah.
last name.
Djokovic, Novak Djokovic or
yeah,
something
I'm sorry.
Like that.
I have
Jehovah.
With
I can't. Jehovah Witness. Jovic. I can't remember.
Djokovic or whatever his last name is.
Yeah.
He can't come over and play in the U.S. Open because he's unvaccinated. Right. And then they're going after NFL players because they're not vaccinated. And like they're still doing that. They're still doing mm-hmm. that crap after what we know about the vaccine, right? I mean, I got to be very careful because they're going to shut this. They'll shut this whole video down. And they're still doing. And they're still doing that too. They're still shutting down misinformation. They're still doing that. But yet we have millions and millions of illegals coming across, pouring across our border that have what God knows what. And they're bringing fentanyl and there's mm-hmm. crime and this. And by the way, they're illegal. They're illegal.
Right.
It's like, what? They don't care. I just want to know like what their thought process is. Are they have to be doing this on purpose. This has to be purposeful. It has to.
I mean, it feels like it again, because if you wrote down a list of what you would do to destroy a country, this would be pretty high on the list.
Number
one. You know what
one.
I mean?
Right. Yeah. It has to be. Yeah. It's like economy and then let everybody in and have no open borders. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, zero borders, because there a country isn't a country without a border. Right.
That's how it used to be. But he wasn't done and she wasn't done trying to insist to him that what he's saying is happening isn't happening, even though we can see it happening. I mean, we see it happening with our own eyes. And so for her to be like, that's not how any of this works. No, Corrine, you do not get to play it like that. Look at this little clip.
Not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border. We have a plan in place. This is not like switching the lights on, right? This is going to take a process. We are fixing a broken system that was actually left by the last administration.
Oh my God. Oh my God. She is so full of crap. She's just so full of crap. And have you been there? And has Biden been there? The answer is no. I mean, has Biden been to the border?
No.
This is the thing. He's not been there. Oh my God. He's too busy like falling off of bikes.
Well, and he's too busy also calling everybody that doesn't support him a semi-fascist. They're still on that, by the way, because this is his like deplorable moment. So, and Corrine, I think this may have been a slip on her part. because he has tried to say, or they have tried to say, that Biden was only referring to MAGA Republicans as the semi-fascists, as if that makes it any better.
Right.
But certainly they don't mean just regular plain old conservatives. They don't mean just, you know, conservative Republicans in the House or anywhere else. They mean specifically the MAGA people. But listen to how she framed this yesterday, because I think she may have messed this up.
The president has been really clear that congressional Republicans, that extreme MAGA agenda that you heard him talk about last week, is a threat to the rule of law.
She said congressional Republicans.
Yeah, she did. She did. I mean, let's face it. They're trying to frame all of us, every single, whether you are a Trump voter or a non-Trump or whatever. And Trump is no longer president, you know? So it's like now it's just we're all in a big bucket of Republicans, and they just are trying to frame all of us as fascists. That's what they're trying to do. That's the new strategy. It's insanity, because these are the people who are, you know, sicking the DOJ after moms who just want to question what's going on with their kids' education. I mean, these are the people who have weaponized the FBI, and then they dare to call us fascists? Screw you. It's like, you don't know what a fascist is.
And she was asked that, you know, because thankfully people in the press are not letting this go. And so this past Friday, and of course this was after we had our Friday show, but this past Friday, she was also asked about it. And she's just ridiculous about trying to rewrite history, trying to redefine things. This was her answer to the question on Friday.
Clear when laying out and defining what MAGA Republicans have done, and you look at the definition of fascism and you think about what they're doing in attacking our democracy, what they're doing in taking away our freedoms, wanting to take away our rights, our voting rights. I mean, that is what that is. It is very clear. And that's why he made that powerful speech that you heard from him last night. And he has not shied away from saying that. You have heard him maybe not use that specific word, but you have heard him certainly use that definition. And look, what we are putting before the American people is a choice, right? And it is clear, there's a clear contrast of what is happening on that side of the aisle and what's happening on our side with congressional Democrats and what we have been delivering for the American people.
What they've been delivering. Okay.
Right. We've given Americans a choice. You choose us, or we're going to sick our FBI and our DOJ on you. That's your choice. Our weaponized law enforcement agencies. So you choose us, or we're going to put you into the camps. That's your choice. Suckers. Yeah. But that's not fascist or anything, but you guys are the fascists just because we're gaslighting the hell out of you. It's such a mind screw, right? It's like they're trying to make people crazy. And the people who are, we're all out here going, wait, is it just me? Or are they just like, they're talking crazy, right? They're trying to make me crazy. You're not crazy. You're not crazy. They're crazy. And they're just trying to mess with all the words, and they're trying to rewrite history, just like you say. And they're gaslighting the crap out of us. That's what they're doing. They're just rearranging everything. They're rewriting everything. They are insane, these people.
It's crazy.
I want a divorce. I want a divorce. I'm sick of it.
Same. And I also want like a lot to eat right now, you guys. I was very, very bad when it came to eating these past however long I was gone in Arizona. Because you know how it is with family. I mean, you know, you don't want to be that person that's like, let me just heat up a Nutrisystem meal right now. No, you can't be that person on vacation. You can't. But that's the beauty of being able to come home and reset, is that now I know I've got my Nutrisystem breakfast, lunches, and dinners, because of course they take care of all the meals when you order up a Nutrisystem plan, which, by the way, 50% off if you go to Nutrisystem.com/chicks. And so now I know I'm going to have a yummy cinnamon roll. As soon as we're done with this video, I'm going to have a Nutrisystem cinnamon roll. I'm going to have a snack mid-morning. I'm going to have a fantastic lunch and then another snack. And then I'm going to have dinner, and it's going to be fantastic. And I'm going to get reset. And it's wonderful because they keep your blood sugar levels all the way, like totally steady. And that is the secret. That's the key to helping you lose that 1 to 2 pounds a week if you're consistent, or if you're just looking to get a reset on portion sizes, which is always super helpful for me. So check it out, Nutrisystem.com/chicks. That will get you your 50% off. And remember, their meals, 30 grams of protein or more. That's how come you feel so full. And they're all so delicious. Nutrisystem.com/chicks.
And make sure you guys are subscribed to this podcast if you aren't already, and share with a friend. Do that.
Share it with a friend.
You can't catch it. Share it with a friend. Yeah. Share it with a friend that's a liberal if you have any of those left. You know, just a thought. I don't know if I do. I think they're all gone at this point. Just saying. I can't deal.
One more quick thing about this whole semi-fascism thing. Joe Biden was caught in one of those helicopter moments, right, where the press actually has access to him as he's walking either to or from his helicopter. And so somebody asked him, what did you mean? What does that mean when you say semi-fascism? So, you know, he's the one that said it. He should be able to define it, right? Well, here is what he said.
Like semi-fascism, sir.
In December, you will...
You know what I mean.
Okay. So... there's his answer.
God, he's creepy.
You know
so
what I
creepy.
Mean.
You know the thing.
You know the thing. Oh my God.
We don't. We know what fascism is because we've read history books and we're not it. I mean, we know who the real fascists are right now. And it's not our side of the aisle. You know, it's the people who are doing all the things that you're doing. So stop it. stop projecting. God, and quit smiling like that. You're creepy.
I know. Oh gosh, he does give me the shivers. Yikes. Okay, switching gears, because we need to talk about what happened at Podcast Movement, this convention that took place in Dallas over the weekend. And this was something that actually a lot of our folks from Radio America were there, I know. And the Daily Wire had a booth set up at Podcast Movement. And it wasn't expected, but Ben Shapiro was in the area. And so his business partner, Jeremy Boring, said, hey, why don't you, you know, stop by real quick, do some photos with people, because that'll be like super cool and people will love that. We've already paid for a booth, so just go and like get some pictures taken at it. He was there for maybe 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes. Like, it was not a big deal. It was not like he meant to even be there. It was just a total drop-in, not a big deal. But what ended up happening is that the organizers of the event heard from some podcast people who were attending the event that Ben Shapiro triggered them, made them feel unsafe, because if you've seen Ben Shapiro, that's an unsavory looking character. Am I right? He looks like he could just tear you to shreds.
He's like a sweet little Jewish dude. You know what I mean? He's just the cutest little dude. It's so funny that they're triggered by him. My God.
Oh my God. But they were, and enough so where the organizers of the event, not only did they apologize that he showed up, but they also offered like the most groveling apology of all time. Like, they heard, you know, they heard people and they just feel terrible that his presence was so terrifying.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was ridiculous. And they made it sound as though they would rethink allowing a Daily Wire, you know, stand or booth to be present. I mean, it's ridiculous. So Ben Shapiro went off about this. And so I've got a little bit of him talking about that, but also showing the video of how terrifying he was. I mean, you would have thought that he ran in there with like a freaking nuclear bomb or something. But here is him describing his presence, showing video of what happened. And then he's got a message for anyone that, you know, tries to silence conservatives. Listen to this.
This is video of me at Podcast Movement. Again, this is sort of a spontaneous drop by because we paid for a booth. And, you know, you want to check out the events, you just sort of walk around. This is all that happened at Podcast Movement. And then wait until you hear the reaction, because it's astonishing. So here is the actual video.
Get a picture.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
God bless you.
Hey, thank you.
I'm a scary dude. Nice suit, though.
All right, pleasure to meet you.
So, yep, that's me shaking some hands with some people who want to take some pictures. That's the whole thing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks for everything you do. Amazing. So much. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm excited about it.
That's great. Thank you so much for coming. This is huge.
Of course. Thanks, Mike.
That's the whole thing. But all right, I mean, if this is the way you want it, this is the way you want it. If you want parallel economies, if you want parallel podcasting universes, if you want parallel advertising, if that's what you want, That is what you're going to get. And you're going to get it right in the face. This is the left is cruising for a bruising, and they are asking for it. And when it comes, listen, we launched Jeremy's Razors on the basis that Harry's Razors pulled their advertising and ripped into our listeners. And we made a lot of money off of Jeremy's Razors. That company has been in existence for like a few months. And that company has almost 100,000 subscribers to it. We are willing to do this to all of you. Because if you wish to excise us, if you wish to cast us out into the cornfield, we're not all just going away. Half the country isn't just going away. Our mere presence threatening you, we're not just leaving. We're not just going to surrender the playing field to all of you. So keep going. Seriously, do it. Dare us. Continue. We're not going to surrender to all of these people who simply wish us to disappear. That's not something that we are going to do. Frankly, I'm not going to lose sleep over podcast movement and their feelings.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Like, I can't remember where I heard this. I really can't remember because I've heard so much crap and I've read so much crap over the past year. But there was, where was it? Somebody was talking, there's a bunch of left-wing morons were talking about how, I think it was Wanda Sykes. It was Wanda Sykes. And she was on one of the late night talk shows. And you guys may have seen the clip where she was like, we're the ones who make all the money. The leftists are the ones who make all the money. And we're the ones who should make all the decisions. You guys remember that clip?
God.
I don't think we ever played it on this show, but it just enraged me. I was like, these people think, leftists think that they're the ones who own everything and pay for everything and do everything. And so they think that they cornered the market. And listen, they do in pop culture. I will give them that. They do own the pop culture market. But when it comes for paying the bills, she can suck it. She can suck it all day long. Because if we did split the country in two, I honestly think that they would suffer. They would suffer hard. They would. Because there are so many of us out here who do the things, like the real things. When they talk about the working class, they don't even know who the working class is anymore. So let's do it. Let's split the country in two and let's see how well these freaking people do. Seriously. And Ben's not wrong. I mean, he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
We could split the country in two, and I guarantee you that the people who do the actual work, I'm not talking about celebrities who have work done for them, but they would be like, oh my God, where's my stuff? Well, guess what, bitch? We're the ones who do it. The ones on our side of the aisle are the ones who do it. And so they would be, they're the ones who would be hurting. I totally agree with them 150%. Like, if put their money, their money where their mouth is, and they would be hurting tremendously if we actually did that. Now, I've had people come to me and say, that would be a terrible idea, Daisy, if we split the country in two. It would be an awful idea if we actually got a divorce. Like, you talk about a divorce and what that looks like would just be a terrible, terrible thing. I don't know. I tend to disagree. I really do. I mean, from a familial perspective, I'm sure that people would be, from emotional perspective, it would be terrible. Emotionally, it would be really hard for some people. But from a logistical perspective, I think we'd be okay. I really do.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire host their own podcast convention, because that's what they do, right? If this kind of stuff happens, he's like, okay, well, we'll start our own razor company.
Yeah.
They'll probably just start their own podcast convention and it'll be a million times more successful than whatever took place in Dallas. That's how they do.
Honestly, Mary, I never even heard about the one that he went to until we are now just talking about it. And then if if Daily Wire started one, we'd be like, oh, let's go. Let's
I know.
Go it. You know, because that sounds awesome. It'll probably be in Nashville. It'll be really cool. Like, there'll be all sorts of events with it. I mean, it'll be this really great big spectacle and all these conservative podcasters will want to go and it'll be really fun. And so, of course, we would want to go. You know, it'd be so fun. So, yeah, it'll be 1,000 times better. I hope they do it. I hope they do it.
Yeah. Well, I love it. I love that he is so being so forceful about not, because he's like, no, we're not going anywhere. And so they're in a great position to be able to take charge of pop culture. That's what they've done with their own movies. And they're doing it so, so well. So more power to them. Okay. I want to make sure that I mentioned to everybody that the reason for my name today, Colin Kaepernick, is because he is now a dad. Colin Kaepernick is a father, you guys. He's a dad. He had a baby with somebody.
Is he married?
I don't know that they're married. He's with the mom. Her name is Nessa Diab, I guess. I don't know which. She's like some personality of some sort. But anyway, they're parents. Like, he has a child.
Oh, okay. So
let everybody
I'm just
curious.
Listen, I know this doesn't matter. This does not matter at all, I'm sure, to a lot of people. I'm curious. Did he marry a white woman or a woman of color?
She's black. Okay. She appears black, at least. I don't know. I mean, maybe she identifies as something other than that. I have no idea. She appeared black in the photo.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Or because is he biracial? I forget.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's biracial. He was raised by white.
She may
parents,
be too.
Right.
That's
Wasn't
right.
He raised,
that's right.
He was raised by, like, I believe he was adopted and raised by white parents. Am I wrong about that?
I think that's right. Anyway, so that is a thing that happened. That's why I chose my name today. Okay, I also have a really quick clip to play from Joe Rogan, which is one that surprised me. He was talking about how many mistakes we now know were made throughout the way that we responded to the pandemic. And so he has advice for people who don't want to see similar mistakes continue to happen. Listen.
I hope there's lessons learned in this, because this is a new thing. We had never had this before. No one who is alive today had ever experienced a true pandemic. And I'm hoping that now that this is over, people are going to, you know, recognize that some serious errors were made and not repeat those. That's the best you can get out of it. But as far as compensation for all those people that were forced to close their businesses and keep their doors shuttered and lost everything that they'd worked for decades to build, no, they're just going to be angry.
So what do you tell those people?
Vote Republican.
Can you believe he said that?
Yeah, I can't. But I mean, that's the thing. So many of those, he's so right about it. And there are so many people right now who are unwilling to say, wow, we were wrong. We were wrong.
Well, there's still school districts that are masking their kids.
Right. Right.
Oh,
and there
God.
Are school, and DC is saying, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come to school here. You can't even do online learning. Like, those poor kids in DC, they can't even do online learning if they're vaccinated. What kind of craziness is that? I mean, like, these people, so many of these liberals haven't even learned their lesson from all of what we went through. Like, if you can't even be an adult enough to learn from your mistakes, I can't be friends with you. I can't. Like, it's one thing to mess up and then say, you know what? We messed up. Like, I screwed that up. And that, you know, like, that's the Christian thing to do, right? Is to forgive people if they say, I want to be forgiven, right? But when you can't even come to the realization that you screwed up, like, the mask thing was stupid, all of it. You made people ruin their lives. Like he said, these people had businesses and you ruined what they had built up. I mean, the government had such a heavy hand, and the government said, well, we're going to continue to get paid. You have to pay us, but you have to destroy your livelihood because we say so. And no one has apologized to those people. No one has even said, we were so wrong. We're so sorry. I mean, let alone give them back their money and their livelihood. But I mean, to even say, we're so sorry for that, that no one has admitted any culpability in that. And that breaks my heart. Like, that as a country, no one said that they've screwed up. That's terrible. And so I hope.
Well, yeah, and if they're like Fauci, they're continuing to double down. I mean, it's like he refuses to accept any accountability for any of the decisions that were made. And he thinks that they weren't hard enough. Like, he thinks
it's
that
awful.
We should have been locked down even harder. He even says I've heard him in some interviews say we didn't lock down, that 15 days or whatever wasn't a true
My
lockdown.
God.
I mean, he's out of control.
Right. How dare he? Right.
I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quick mention about our great pals at healthycell.com/chicks. By the way, they are one of the sponsors of this upcoming meet and greet that is happening 2 weeks from Saturday. Oh my gosh, that is happening. Wait, is that right? Or is it 3 weeks?
Yeah. No, it's 2 weeks from this Saturday, because this Saturday is my birthday, the 27th, and then it's the 3rd, which is Labor Day weekend, and then it's the 10th.
So, like, 3 good weekends in a row, you guys. This is amazing. So Healthy Cell is one of our sponsors, and Healthy Cell, of course, if you have not heard of them, they are the ones that are responsible for these amazing little packs of delicious jelly goodness, which you can just rip off the top of and just squirt right into your mouth, and it goes into your system, and then your system is like, oh my God, what is this amazing stuff that is hitting all of my all of my cells and all of my molecules. And what it is just a bag of health, you guys. That's what this is. They are multivitamins, and they will replace your multivitamin, except they will absorb a billion times better than any pill or capsule or tablet you're going to take. These absorb so much better. And you can get multivitamins, or you can get specialized packs of goodness for sleeping, for immune systems. So they have all different kinds of selections that you can make depending on what your specific health needs are. You should check them out. We love them and so appreciate them for being one of the sponsors of our meet and greet. It's healthycell.com/shakes. I wanted to show people, because of course the student loan fiasco is still being discussed a lot, because there's a lot of questions about whether or not it's even legal, what President Biden did with the student loan forgiveness. But there's a great PAC ad that was created that is so perfectly snarky about the student loan thing. You guys are going to love this. Watch.
I spend more time working on these cars than with my own family.
I spend my days digging holes, cutting grass, and sweating.
This is job number two today, so my customers aren't the only ones drinking coffee.
I'm breaking my back out here for one reason.
I want to pay off some other guy's debt.
Biden's plan to pay other people's college loans using my tax dollars is a great idea.
Biden's right. You should take my tax dollars to pay off your debts.
My family will figure out how to get by with less. What's most important is we spare college graduates from any extra stress.
Wanna be a struggling artist? College is on me.
My kids don't need fancy things like school supplies or new shoes.
I work for you, theater major.
This shift is for you, business major. Go buy yourself that new car.
Enjoy your free ride. College is on me.
Tell Congress, stop Biden's bailout for rich kids.
That is so freaking awesome. Oh,
isn't
my God,
fantastic?
I love it.
I know. So good.
So great.
Now, Kamala was also asked at a helicopterish kind of moment about the whole student loan thing and how is this fair for people like those that were made examples of in that ad? How is it fair? And again, this administration does nothing but redirect and deflect.
Specifically, it's footing the bill for student loan forgiveness. We haven't gotten a concrete answer from the administration yet.
Well, let's start with this. First of all, a lot of the same people who are criticizing what we rightly did in following through on a commitment that we made to forgive student loan debt are the same people who voted for a tax cut for the richest Americans. So when we look at who is benefiting from this, 90% of the people who are going to benefit from student loan forgiveness make under $75,000 a year. And that debt has been the reason that they're unable to start a family, buy a home, and pursue their piece of the American dream.
So we just owe it to them.
Right.
We just owe it.
That's the same bull crap that I heard from, like, a family member that I fought with last week. Well, I mean, I didn't see you complaining when the rich people got tax cuts.
That's such bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit. And it's like, okay, Bernie Sanders, thanks for that talking point. I appreciate that. Yeah. Have fun when we become Venezuela. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And that, you know, it's not just Republicans or conservatives who are complaining. There's a lot of Democrats who are also saying this is not a good idea. And Paul Begala is one of them. I was absolutely stunned to see him actually speak out against this whole plan, but he did on Dana Bash's show. Look at this.
In the student loan forgiveness plan, it's already become a hot issue on the trail. And we saw earlier in the program that there's a divide even within the Democratic Party. It turns out we have a divide at this table. Paul Begala, I'll start with you.
Well, it's bad policy as well as bad politics, right? For that amount of money, you could fund free pre-K for every 3 and 4 year old for 10 years. You do a lot more good for poor people, communities of color, and the underprivileged by doing pre-K. You could forgive all medical debt, which, unlike student debt, is not freely entered into. So the Democrats, I'm a progressive. I want to help folks, but I think this is terrible policy. Politics, we saw. Tim Ryan is in a tough race in a tough state, and he can't stand this idea. Senator Warren is all for it. She's not exactly from a swing state in Massachusetts. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto from Nevada got a tough race. She doesn't like this. Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, he doesn't like this. Democrats, good Democrats. Sherrisse Davids, one of the more impressive Democrats, the only Democrat in Congress from Kansas, she doesn't like it. So what is my party doing with this? They're disadvantaging. I think they're not helping the people that we're here to help, which is poor people and underprivileged communities. And they're not helping their politicians who are running.
Listen, he's at least seeing what a lot of us are seeing. It's just a bunch of crap. Now, granted, I don't want to do any of the other things that he mentioned doing because we're broke.
Right.
I don't know if Big Forehead Man recognizes the fact that we don't have the money to do any of the other things that he said that we should be doing because we are ready. Like, we're so completely broke right now. Has anybody seen the debt clock? I mean,
no, we've got a war in we've got Ukrainian war costs to deal with, you guys. So,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, this is the God, it's like there's an endless supply of cash with these people. They just think that it just never ends. It never freaking ends. And if this were a household budget, I don't know, maybe liberals live their lives differently than I do. I think they do. I think we know that they do. But if it were a household budget, we would be running things a lot differently because the money ends. The money runs out at the end of the month. And it just doesn't with the government. God. Okay, you guys, bring it in. We are back. We will talk to you tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Bye. I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening. So you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold. And we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
The mainstream media shies away from the simple questions with hard answers that we all need to hear. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. Every day on the No Chit Chat podcast, I bring you the reality of what's going on in our government and around the country with no extra fluff. In my latest episodes, I lay out the blunt facts of what's going on in the District of Columbia, the way the media is misleading the public, and plans that political parties are making. Concise, comprehensible news is what America needs and deserves. I'm here to deliver. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.